I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Andy from Amesbury.
Hi.
Hey.
That's where you say hi.
Andy?
Oh, we're
here. Hey, there we go. Hey.
You can hear us now?
Yes.
Hey.
Kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Andy.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy's now over there in that soundproof booth. Question number one, Olivia Newton-John doesn't think the ending of Grease is anti-feminist and says that people change for each other in relationships. What are the names of the girl gang and the boy gang that hang out together in Grease?
Oh God. I think it's the Greasers. And the Pink Ladies?
As close as she is with Snoop Dogg, Martha Stewart says she hasn't had a joint since 1972. What did Stewart go to jail for back in 2004?
Tax fraud.
Question number three. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are engaged. Which one of them has been married more times?
Gwen was with the drummer, but I don't think they were married. I'm going to say Blake.
Question number four. Brian Johnson and Malcolm Young from AC/DC once tried to get the Loch Ness Monster to come out of hiding by lighting off firecrackers. Obviously, they had a little too much to drink. In which country does the Loch Ness Monster reside?
Switzerland?
Question number five. It was 384 years ago in 1636 that Harvard College was founded in Cambridge. True or false, in the movie Good Will Hunting, Matt Damon's character was a janitor at Harvard who was secretly a genius.
What's the question?
True or false, in the movie Good Will Hunting, Matt Damon's character was a janitor at Harvard who was secretly a genius. True or false?
That is true.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
And Andy, I understand Ollie is in the car. You're dropping Ollie off at kindergarten. Is that right?
Yeah, he actually said to me, he said, when you lose, can I say that we can't be kids?
Hi, Ollie.
Hi, Ollie.
Hi. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Andy plays every day.
Andy got one out of five.
Ooh.
Sooch. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
I am.
Olivia Newton-John doesn't think the ending of Grease is anti-feminist and says that people change for each other in relationships.
Are you kidding? It's the most empowering thing ever. Go ahead.
What are the names of the girl gang and the boy gang that hang out together in Grease?
Pink Ladies and the T-Birds.
Yes, that is correct. The T-Birds.
As
close as she is with Snoop Dogg, Martha Stewart says she hasn't had a joint since 1972. What
Lies.
Did Martha Stewart go to jail for back in 2004?
Stock fraud? She SEC violations?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what she did. She short sold stock before they knew it.
Insider trading was the answer, but I'll give you. You know what?
I'll give you that one. I'll take whatever you need.
I'll give it to you. You were in the ballpark there.
All right.
Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton got engaged. Which one of them has been married more times?
Blake.
Twice. That is correct. She's only been married once. 3-1, question number 4. Brian Johnson and Malcolm Young from AC/DC once tried to get the Loch Ness Monster to come out of hiding by lighting off firecrackers. Obviously, they had a few drinks.
Nessie!
In which country does the Loch Ness Monster reside?
Scotland.
4-1, question number 5. 384 years ago today in 1636, Harvard College was founded in Cambridge. True or false, in the movie Good Will Hunting, Matt Damon's character was a janitor at Harvard who was secretly a genius.
False.
You are correct. He was a janitor at MIT. It was a trick question for me.
Oh, my God. It was a trick question. They that just is mean.
Yeah. How do you like them apples, Andy?
Yeah. He got you. He got you. All right. Andy, I'm sorry you don't get the win this morning. We do appreciate you and Ollie listening. What do you guys want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Ollie, what do you want to say?
I'm Ollie from Amesbury, and I can't meet Kennedy. Ah!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Cassandra from Plymouth.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Cassandra?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck. Good luck to you as well.
Thank you.
5 trivia questions. They're all pop culture. You understand how this works, right?
Yes.
All you have to do is get more right than Kennedy. You win. Kennedy's now over there in that soundproof booth and cannot hear any of my questions or your answers. Question number 1. There's a new survey that asked NFL fans which quarterbacks and coaches complain the most during games. And perhaps not surprisingly, the biggest vote getters were Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Unlike those sore loser fans, though, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick have won a bunch of Super Bowls together. How many did they win together?
6.
Julia Roberts turns 53 years old today. She has been nominated for an Oscar 4 times, but has only won once. Which movie did she win the Oscar for?
Ooh, mm. Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
I have no idea. So, Pretty Woman.
All right. A new trailer for Saved by the Bell has dropped. It's a reboot. Finish this lyric from the original theme song. Take a listen, okay? Here we go.
See the bus fly by. It's all right because I'm Saved by the Bell.
Paris Hilton's mom has officially joined the cast of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Which network does The Real Housewives franchise air on?
Bravo.
Question number 5, Justin Guarini, celebrating birthday today, 42 years old. He was the runner-up in the original American Idol season and star from Justin to Kelly. Now he plays Lil Sweet in the commercial ad campaign for which soda brand?
I don't know. Mountain Dew.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you're helping your sister with remote schooling today?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I just told her. I'm like, I'm doing a radio contest. I'll be right back in. Don't stop.
Kennedy, Cassandra got 3. Oh.
All right. Well done.
Happened there. Sorry about that. Try this one. Hey, there it is. She got 3 out of 5. These are very tough. Are you ready?
I am.
All right. A new survey asked NFL fans which quarterbacks and coaches complain the most during games, and Tom Brady was number 1. Bill Belichick was number 1. But unlike those sore loser fans, Tom and Bill have actually won a bunch of Super Bowls together. How many did they win together?
6.
Tied at 1. Julia Roberts, celebrating her 53rd birthday today. She's been nominated for an Oscar 4 times, but only won once. Which movie did she win for?
Aaron Brockovich.
2-1.
Oh, yeah.
A new trailer for Saved by the Bell The reboot is dropped. Finish the lyric from the original theme song. Take a listen, Kennedy.
We've done this before. To see the bus fly by.
Nice job, Kennedy. 3-2. Question number 4. Paris Hilton's mom has officially joined the cast of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Which network does that air on? The franchise.
Bravo.
Yes. 4-3. The final question. Justin Guarini also celebrating a birthday today. He is 42. He was the runner-up in the original American Idol and star of From Justin to Kelly. Now he plays Lil Sweet in a commercial ad campaign for which soda brand?
Diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh. It's the sweet one.
Some of his best work, I'm just going to say.
Does he have other work?
Who? Yes, from Justin to Kelly. It's his best work.
Yep. All right, 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Cassandra, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. You are a saint, though, helping out your sister with remote schooling today. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I'm Heather Cassandra from Plymouth, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.